Two federal agencies are recommending that a 50-year-old treaty between the U.S. and Canada be renegotiated to give Northwest electricity ratepayers and salmon a better deal. The Columbia River Treaty coordinates hydropower operations and flood control on the 1,000-mile shared river. Correspondent Tom Bonsi reports on draft negotiating principles released Friday.
The Bonneville Power Administration and the Army Corps of Engineers in Portland are trying to find consensus on what the Northwest wants from an updated Columbia River Treaty. The goal is to send recommendations to the U.S. State Department by mid-December. Northwest tribes and environmentalists are cheering the inclusion of conservation goals alongside coordinated power production and flood control. But electric utilities are balking at bulking up the treaty. Scott Corwin directs the Public Power Council.
There are continuing concerns about how this treaty process is going to impact the cost to citizens in the region.
For example, making hydropower operations more fish-friendly could sacrifice power production. Another controversial idea, reintroduce salmon above Grand Coulee Dam, where they haven't run for 70 years. The Columbia River Treaty has no expiration date, but either country can pull out or suggest changes with 10 years' notice starting next year. I'm Tom Bonsi in Olympia.